Hi, everybody. I'm Gloria Moraga. This is the Political Woman Podcast. Here are some headlines. This is from the Washington Post. Prosecutor: a tabloid pact led to Trump faking business records. And then the subheadline: a deal to quash stories about sex scandals and boost Trump's candidacy allegedly led to hush money crimes. That's one. Actually, I don't think these headlines are that great. This one's from The Guardian. Trump trial. Hush money was election fraud, pure and simple, prosecutors say. And then the subheadline, ex-president orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt 2016 election, prosecution says in opening statement. And this is from the New York Times. I've actually got two from the Times. First one, an unprecedented trial opens with two visions of Trump. And then here's the tease into the two visions. The prosecution's opening statement sketched a seamy scheme meant to further the election of Donald J. Trump. His lawyer said the government's case is merely 34 pieces of paper. Trump's charged with 34 felonies. Here's another headline from the Times. Criminal conspiracy alleged as jury starts hearing Trump trial. And then it says underneath that headline, court adjourned for the day after opening statements from both sides and start of testimony from longtime publisher of the National Enquirer. A lawyer for Donald Trump told jurors the former president did nothing illegal. Yeah, it's like the Times is bending over backwards to be overly fair to Trump. I am Gloria Moraga. This is the Political Woman Podcast. Please subscribe. Please follow me on TikTok and YouTube and subscribe to wherever you're listening to this podcast. So, okay, it was a half day for two reasons. A juror had an emergency toothache and had to see the dentist, and the court was going to adjourn at 2 anyway in observance of Passover. So they stopped at noon. So we got opening statements from the prosecutor. He went first, and he was, according to reports, really good and fiery. And then Donald Trump's attorney gave his opening statement, and the prosecutor interrupted him a number of times, and the judge ruled in the prosecutor's favor because Trump's attorney was kind of stepping out of bounds and saying things he shouldn't have said. So the key witness, David Pecker, former publisher of the supermarket rag, the National Enquirer, was the first witness. And in order to kind of give you some background on this, rather than me sitting here blathering away, why don't we listen to me blathering away on a video? So I produced this video late yesterday. Actually, it was early into the morning because I couldn't get it done. And I posted it as a pre-video before opening statements today to give everybody some information and background on David Pecker. So I'll play that now, and then we can chat briefly afterwards. Hi, everybody. Happy Monday. Former magazine publisher David Pecker is slated to be the first witness in former President Donald Trump's criminal trial. This is according to the New York Times, which first reported it. Now, according to the Times, Pecker will be the first witness called after opening arguments, which are scheduled to begin in just a couple of hours. Now, Trump is charged with multiple felony counts for falsifying business records. The case against Trump centers on hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Former Playboy model Karen McDougal also received some of these payments, allegedly. Prosecutors are claiming the former president illegally covered up the payments in the days before the 2016 election. Why? He was attempting to silence stories of his alleged past affairs. Now, Pecker was a central player in the alleged scheme to silence Trump's alleged lovers. They called this scheme Catch and Kill. Pecker at that time was the powerful chairman and CEO of American Media Inc., the publisher of the supermarket tabloid, the National Enquirer. A little bit of background: in October 2016, an agent for Daniels contacted AMI, American Media, and said she was willing to go public with her allegations of an affair with Trump. No, the former president has denied the affair. Pecker then allegedly contacted Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, who negotiated the deal to purchase her silence for $130,000. This is according to court filings. That $130,000 payment, which was reimbursed to Cohen by the Trump Organization, is at the center of the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's case against the former president. Trump has pleaded not guilty. Pecker has been granted immunity in exchange for his testimony. So there you have it. First witness, David Pecker. Stay tuned. I'll have reports throughout the day. All right, so that gives you a little background on David Pecker. You know, what's come out so far is a lot. One, you know, what really got me, one of the comments that really got me was he was describing what he used to do, because he owned, you know, tabloid rags, and they were friends of Trump. He was a friend of Trump's, and he had his reporters write all kinds of scummy stories about Donald Trump's enemies. So they wrote horrible things about Hillary Clinton. They wrote horrible things about all of the Republicans that Trump didn't like. They found negative stories that were going to show Trump in a bad light. And that was the catch and kill scam. They would pay people for their stories, like the Playboy model, the porn star, the crooked doorman, and then they would kill the stories. They would hold the stories back. And it was so dirty, and it was so pervasive. And I just wonder where the rest of journalism was when they were doing this, and Trump was killing all of these negative stories about himself. And it just, I don't know, it's sickening. It is sickening. And in fact, I've always liked Michael Cohen very much because, you know, yes, he lied. Yes, he committed perjury. Yes, he committed crimes for Donald Trump. But the good side of him is that he paid for it. He paid dearly for it. He went to prison. And it was terrible. And he lost his license to practice law, and on and on and on. You know, so he's paid. He did his time. But after listening to just a little bit of David Pecker and listening to the prosecution, not listening because there's no audio recording of it, but reading everything about it, I just get angry all over again because this was bad. This was pervasive. This really was election interference in its the worst possible way. And that David Pecker and this media company that he owned was in on it with Trump. I mean, what did they get in return? What did Trump give them in return when he became president? It's so dirty. It's so disgusting. It's just a shock that this is happening in our country, and it happened in our country, and it's still going on because Trump's still lying about everything, and he hasn't been brought to justice in any way. And Fox, the non-news Fox, is just like the National Enquirer. So it's like we haven't even come through it. We haven't even gotten over it. We're still as bad as it was 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. So it's, I don't know. It's very harmful to the country. And this David Pecker guy described what he did was checkbook journalism. You know, that he would buy the stories and they would pay so much money for stories. Well, let me just say, let me make it clear to all of you out there, all you young people that want to be journalists, there's no such thing as checkbook journalism. You don't pay for stories. These people, they were not journalists in any way whatsoever. They're scammers, they're criminals, you know, they're liars. They're liars. It's show business, but not even good show business. It's disgusting. So I'll read a little bit from a couple of, I pulled just clips from different newspapers. Quote, Donald Trump orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 presidential election in his efforts to cover up an alleged affair with adult film star Stormy Daniels, the prosecution said on Monday in its opening statements in the former president's criminal trial. And the defense countered that there's nothing wrong with trying to influence an election. It's called democracy. That's another one. That is not called democracy. That's called buying an election. That's committing election fraud. It's not democracy at all. Democracy is putting yourself out there and then making sure the press gets information on everybody that's fair and balanced and that you get both sides, and then letting the voters decide and the majority wins. That's democracy. Not what Trump did, not what this lawyer said. This lawyer is full of it. He's full of crap. Oh, and then here's another quote. I mean, I'm just so angry. It's so sickening. Donald Trump oversaw a planned, coordinated, long-running conspiracy to influence the 2016 election, which included hush money, payments to an adult film actress, prosecutors told a jury on Monday in the opening salvo of the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president. This case has been poo-pooed by so many people as, oh, it's the weakest case, this and that and this and that. My God, what Trump was doing was more than just what we've heard so far. It was insidious. And I don't know what the jury's going to do. You never know. But he needs to be found guilty and be punished for this. Allegedly, if he did it. Of course he did it. There's receipts and evidence. So we'll be hearing more about that as time goes on. So the jury of 7 men, 5 women living in Manhattan will weigh whether Trump's alleged efforts to conceal an affair with Daniels, which he feared would damage his bid for the White House, were illicit. Trump was charged in the spring of 2023 with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records. Now, Alvin Bragg did not give opening statements. A man by the name of Matthew Colangelo, a senior assistant district attorney, so he works for Alvin Bragg, called what Trump did a conspiracy. And he had a 45-minute opening statement. Mr. Bragg sat in the front row and watched. And Mr. Angelino calmly walked the jury through the prosecution's argument that Trump orchestrated the plot to corrupt the 2016 election. Trump faces up to 4 years in prison. You know, some people say that he won't spend any time in prison, that he may just have like an ankle bracelet or something if he's found guilty, but we don't know. He directed allies to buy the porn star, the Playboy model, and the doorman to buy their stories and to silence them, give them money. Pecker and the National Enquirer paid for the model and the doorman. They bought them off. And then Michael Cohen worked out this scheme to pay off the film, the porn star, Stormy Daniels. And that's what Michael Cohen went to jail for. And Trump never was punished for that. So this is it. This is Trump's turn. What happened, according to the prosecution, was They had to cover up Trump's payment to the porn star. So it was $130,000. And what happened was Cohen took out a mortgage on his house. And then Trump, they cooked the books at Trump's company to pay Cohen back. And he got paid back, and they put in the books that it was attorney's fees. And of course, again, Trump's throwing Cohen under the bus. Trump's attorney, during his opening argument, spent a lot of time attacking Cohen, of course, calling him a liar. Well, yeah, I mean, he's a liar. He was convicted of perjury. But as I said, since then, he's paid for his crimes. Whoa. Yeah. What many people are saying in a lot of the articles that I read is that Trump's defense is going to just be attacking all of the witnesses against him. And I have a long list of all of the witnesses that are going to be called, and with little blurbs on their background. And I got this from Just Security, which is just a great resource for all of the trials that Trump is involved in right now. I can include a link on my website. 34 felony counts, falsified business records, and it's a felony, and I've said this before, it's a felony in New York if you falsify business records to conceal criminal conduct. And that's what they're saying that Trump did. He falsified the business records because he was committing election crimes. And, you know, it's not a crime to pay hush money, apparently. All right. The dog is... No, stop it. Jack Smith. Well, maybe I'll let the dog just squeak and squeak and I will sign off. I wanted to post this because I'm very tired because I was up late doing the little video that I played, which I don't know why it took me a really long time to kind of find all the photos and things that I wanted to find for that video. Watch it. It's on YouTube if you can. So tomorrow, Pecker goes back on the stand and I will be reading as different reporters that are in the trial, watching the trial as they post. And I just become infuriated. I mean, honestly, I don't have high blood pressure, but I do get really angry that they were doing this stuff and cost Hillary Clinton her presidency. And oh, people didn't vote for Hillary. They just didn't like her. Yeah, right. Look what we got. We got this horrible Supreme Court that's taking away civil rights, civil voting rights, taking away civil rights for women. Wow. Just a mess. But things are better because finally we got some aid going to Ukraine. We can get through this. We can. We will get through this. So trial back tomorrow. In the morning, they're going to have a hearing because Trump keeps violating his gag order, and it's a limited gag order. He's not supposed to talk about witnesses or slam witnesses. He's not supposed to, you know, attack the jury or attack relatives of the judge or the prosecutor. But he's been attacking witnesses, and did today. He attacked Michael Cohen again, which is a big no-no. So we're going to see what they're going to do. The DA is asking for at least some monetary penalties, that he should be slapped with fines. But people are saying they shouldn't let him get away with this stuff, with threatening witnesses. It's wrong. It's bad. But what are you going to do? Put him in jail? And someone said yes. Say that he's going to go to jail, but then suspend the sentence and give him a stern warning that he has to stop doing it. So we'll see. He's going to get some fines at least. So I'll be watching and I will be posting. So please follow me. I'm Gloria Moraga, political woman. Wanted to share because I'm angry and might as well let you be angry too. Please subscribe. Please vote. We've got to get back on track here in this country. And please be safe.